This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh! Are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're gonna do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the US. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're gonna love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're gonna love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh, what are you doing here? Mono Agapia, and you're listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast, available anywhere in the whole world. And today we're doing our little RuPaul's Drag Rant, and we're talking about the penultimate episode, the Haters Wedding Roast of UK vs. the World 2. Ooh, this was a good episode. Ooh, this episode was better than this week's season 16 episode. And after some mid episodes, this one really delivered. I mean, truly, after I saw this episode, I slept better. I'm actually not kidding. I watched this episode last night and I went to bed as if I was swaddled by Mother Goose herself. I was lulled to sleep knowing that the perfect top four moved on. The person who should have went home. And let's go ahead and get into it. We open this episode, of course, with, oh my God, Marina getting her third badge. She has the nerve to say, I haven't won anything. Everyone's like, shut your fucking mouth, you whore. Hannah does say that if I won, I was going to send home Scarlett. Scarlett is plucked. I don't know why she's plucked. And I think Hannah is incredibly, how do I put this, diplomatic, saying that it's part personality, part performance. Instead of a Kennedy Davenport who just says, I don't like you, Milk, she very diplomatically said, I don't know. I just think it's a confluence of factors. And I just felt that your track record isn't that good. Because the challenge Scarlett won, did she win? Look me right in my eyes right now. Look into my eyes and tell me Scarlett rightfully won that challenge. I'm waiting. Really? You swear to God? You're a fucking liar. You're a fucking liar and you know you're a liar. So here we go. In fact, to be fair, this episode really is about assassinating the character of Scarlett. Partially in her defense. They really took a hard turn on her edit. They clearly show her being less than likable in this episode. And I know for a fact Scarlett Envy is incredibly likable, incredibly charming, incredibly fun, and incredibly kind in person. Fun story, when we did Binge Queens, she one time gave me a pair of socks that she got from some sort of Pride event and then told me, I got these for you. Now, I didn't follow up and say, you got these from a Pride event and you're giving them to me. I didn't follow up with the truth. Do you know what I'm saying? I was just gracious and said, thank you so much. So I have a couple of multicolored Pride socks from Happy Socks that though she clearly won them or was given them some sort of gift bag, she was at least nice enough to lie to my face and give them to me and say, I got these for you because I thought of you. And that's the kind of liar I can get behind. So in this episode, we're back in, we're chit-chatting. Holy shit, we're the top five. They have to do a goofy dance challenge, something about a hen's party. Never heard of it. Apparently, it's a sluttier bachelorette party, and I'm here for that. Getting fucked by a stripper, holy hell. I'm here for that. But this one is weird, though, because just one by one, RuPaul decides who she likes better as a dancer. That hurt. And, of course, at the end, it's Hannah v. Marina. And, graciously, another fun lie, RuPaul says, Hannah, you won this. Hannah was delightful and funny and fun. But, you know, Hannah Conda wins a dancing competition? Sure. Maybe for the comedy, yes. They're all having a nice time. And Catherine Ryan is here to help them with their roast jokes. Ooh, baby. I thought she was delightful. We're here with Catherine Ryan. She's giving them jokes. I mean, from the beginning, I was nervous because, again, I don't know who's going to do well in this challenge. I thought Hannah Conda would do well. I wasn't sure about Tia because, as we know, sometimes Tia slays comedy. Sometimes she, as funny as she is, sometimes she can miss a mark. But I'm glad that I was so wrong. And if I had to choose between the two of them, Tia was even funnier than Hannah to me because Tia, like they said, did her own absolutely unique thing. Brand new weird thing that almost should never work in a roast, but did, including bringing a trombone and never explaining what it was. This series-long dossier thing. I mean, Tia Coffey is actually a comedic genius. Hannah Conda was absolutely genius too, but gave us, you know what I'm saying, like, by the numbers roast excellence. Whereas Tia did something absolutely weird that shouldn't have worked, including her Toulouse joke for L'Rrr, which again was such a weirdly constructed joke that could only be sold by someone as charismatic and weird and unique as her. So, okay, I'm getting ahead of myself, but before we get to that, they're talking about if they've done a roast before. None of them have done a roast before. They're getting very excited. Hannah Conda is also perfectly playing this when she says things like, you know, when you send me home this week, it'll be okay. I'll feel okay going home to Australia because I love you girls so much. Now, I think she means it, but I also want to say this is genius strategy. I don't think she's necessarily, I think it's a drop of strategy. I think she's genuine, but I think there's a drop of strategy here when she's like, I just want to, if I land in the bottom, I need to make it a little bit harder for them to send me home. Because as of right now, though I've won challenges, I'm the only one here without a Peter badge. So they're chit-chatting. They're talking about who's been a finalist before. A lot of them have. Scarlett hasn't. Tia hasn't. But Marina and Hannah have all been at that finale before. So they talk about how meaningful it is to get back there again. They hope to get back there again. So let's get a little deeper into this roast. I mean, Hannah Conda is just amazing. Talking about lavender weddings, awful wedded wife. I mean, her jokes are just clean as fuck. She knows how to sell a joke. I love that she laughed at herself the entire time. What a fucking joy. This was just delightful. See, and here's why this episode was better than so many other episodes. We got to see people being good at something good, as opposed to watching a weird challenge that is unfunny or strange, and then we are told that it's going to be good. Like the bathroom hunties challenge. I'm like, who won that challenge? I'm sorry, I'm talking about season 16, but who won the bathroom hunties challenge? I don't know. I don't care because it's not a fun or really all that interesting thing to watch. This, however, a roast is, you get a clear product. You get set up punchline, and I can actually, you can quantitatively measure someone being good at this. I would say opa if I was Greek. Hannah slays it. Now let's talk about the others, because yes, the other three were factually in the bottom. La Grande Dame is trying. Scientists will be studying her frozen twat Michelle's ankle joke for decades to come, unsure what it could mean. But La Grande is fun. She's funny. She's laughing at herself even when she's not killing it. She had about three decent jokes in there. She just had a hard time selling them. All these girls are reading the fuck out of their cue cards, though. Even Hannah, I have to say, was a couple times where I was like, God, you're funny, Hannah, but look up. I get it. Easier said than done. You're delivering 88 jokes you wrote today. There was a couple times I was dying to see her face because those little moments where I could see her face would sell them even harder. But yeah, Lara is fine. Yeah, she's probably in the bottom. Marina, yeah, I guess she was better in rehearsal. I mean, I didn't expect her to kill it. She had some decent ones. The Mabuhay moment, relying on her slow eye. Yeah, it wasn't unbelievably good. And I love that when the judges were like, oh, English is your second language. I don't know if she's ever said English is my second language, because English is one of the official languages of the Philippines. So I don't know, but she was smart enough to nod her head and go, whatever they want to believe that could help me maybe feel like I've done better than I should do, I'm going to nod my head. So, yes, I feel like Lagrange and Marina have good excuses. Or it's harder to do a roast when you're coming into such an American and British pastime. Deeply American and British. Whereas Scarlett, I was like, Scarlett. Okay, in fact, let's get a little deeper into this. First, shut up, me. I feel like taking a break. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door, and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Bring back my break. We're back. Okay, Scarlett could have just done better, and I did not like, especially when she was like, I'm having fun up here. RuPaul perfectly diagnosed it. I wish they told her this on episode 1 of season 11. She indicates, yes, it's a little much. Instead of just telling the joke, she tells the joke. And that doesn't always work for everyone. It could work for a Bianca Del Rio. But I don't even think Bianca Del Rio does that. Unfortunately, Scarlett's jokes weren't very hard. Much like me during the Bathroom Hunties episode, they were soft, uninterested, limp, bored. So bored. Okay, let's talk about UK versus the world, though, because Scarlett is doing not great. She's just not killing it. And I feel like this whole season we've been getting sold Scarlett and I'm just not buying it. I'm so sorry. And Scarlett, and then of course Tia Coffey is just perfect, flawless. What can we say? Tia Coffey, every single joke was funny, weird, crazy, specific. The Spice Girls one, this is the first and last time you're going to hear this. You're sporty. It was a flawless victory. It was a fatality. The way her mind wrapped around this joke construction is tens, tens, tens. She wrote the shit out of it. She performed the shit out of it. They both did good, but Tia was better. Now, let's talk about the deliberation because, oh my God, we have to talk about these looks. Holy, holy shit. These looks were actually pretty fucking good. Okay, so much better than the chain reaction look of season 16. Why am I talking about that? You'll see. So the category was take it right up the aisle. Haha. And first is Hannah Conda giving actual wedding gorgeousness, just a chirp, just a goddamn chirp. Perfection, gorgeousness. It worked for her. There's nothing you can say. This white silver palette, she's just beautiful. And my God, her ability to transform her face is shocking. Imagine not knowing what this woman looks like and waking up to her in the morning to find Hannah Conda out of drag. Hilarious. Next, Laka. Flawless. Kaka. This weird, crazy amoeba headpiece with the tulle, mermaid, hoop-titted. I am absolutely aghast. This neon silver, tweedy yellow. The adjectives are too many. She's so stunning. This is a caca. Marina giving a marriage reference from the Yacon tribe of the Philippines. I mean, yeah, man. Who is anyone better at referencing their motherland and still being gorgeous? No. She's perfect. She's fucking perfect. This is perfect. She's the prettiest person that's ever fucking lived. So bow, wow, wow, you ugly dogs, because you ain't Marina Summers. Scarlett Envy. I kind of hated it. I'm sick of Elvis on the runway. Elvis is not a fun reference for me. Elvis is straight culture. Elvis is also a problematic person. Stop referencing Elvis on the runway. This is like the fifth Elvis look I've seen on the Drag Race runway. I'm over it. Stop it. Gay people don't like Elvis. Why are we pretending gay people like Elvis? What the fuck is happening? Stop it. Stop it right now. Yes, this is a beautiful garment. Yes, it is technically pretty, but I'm absolutely going to burp it because I don't want to fucking see Elvis anymore. Yuck. Ew. Who cares? Ew. Ugh. Okay, I'm done. Next, we have Tia Coffee giving alien bride shotgun wedding. Or if you're on the planet Uranus, I guess it's a bleep blorp gun wedding. This is awesome. This is crazy. This is stuntalintra. I mean, this is just weird and cool. And oh my God, her drag from season 2 to this is an absolutely different world in every way. I'm dead. This is perfect. The baby, the way that she's funny during deliberation, saying the baby's yours. Holy shit. Tia Coffee is one of the funniest drag queens that's ever been on the show. I mean all of it. She knows all of it. She knows how to be funny during deliberation. She knows how to be funny in Talking Heads. She can be funny in Comedy Challenge for the most part. Unbelievable chirp. Okay, we have a bottom three. This is tough because who are we going to send home? Now, I all season have been shitting my pants because some of the scary fans have sent me scary tidbits. In fact, one person in particular was like, no spoilers, but what happens to Marina this season? Oh, and of course, so I was scared all season thinking she was going to get panginaed. Holy hell am I. I'm over the moon that you were wrong, whoever you were. Thank God you were goddamn wrong because I shit my pants this whole episode. Even though I knew in my heart, I felt like it was such an easy time for Scarlett to go home. She did. It's her third time being here. Her look is the worst out of these queens. It felt like she was the easiest one to kill, and I'm glad I was right. I'm very curious to see Tia's. I think Tia also sent home Scarlett. That's what my gut says. However, Scarlett's trying to throw the others under the bus, saying she was not in the bottom two. If it wasn't a bottom three. Disagree, Scarlett. I'm so sorry. I just don't. In fact, I think the other ones were more interesting. I feel like they had stronger points of view. Both Lahr and Marina had a stronger point of view in the roast. Whereas I feel like Scarlett's jokes were just uncomfortable. Okay, we've all been there, though. We love her. And she gives you free socks. And here we go. We have a lip sync to this wild song. And it's Tia v. Hannah. And of course, going into it, I'm pretty sure Hannah's going to win. God, Tia is gorgeous. And I love what they're wearing. I love their lip sync looks. I knew this was going to be a good lip sync. It was a fun time. Did anyone else understand what Tia was pulling out? Well, a K and panties. Was she pulling out items of the past eliminated girls? A clover? I was like, is that a John Burrs reference? What was the K? Is K a Ken doll reference? I don't know, but it didn't work. God bless Tia. She sure is funny, but she is a newborn giraffe during these lip syncs. And I love that even she knows it. In this episode when she says, well, not, I don't feel too good now. This bitch just beat me in a lip sync. She's so funny. So yeah, unfortunately, my prediction for top two next episode is Hannah and Marina is the top two, I think. I'm pretty sure. Or La Grande Dame and Marina. But let's get to that in a second. This lip sync's fun. I love the fiery, flamey props that Hannah brings. Perfect, funny, cunt. Hannah wins this one. It's very good. Tia is delightful and weird, but it was just whoa, 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 weird. Hannah's lovely. The handhold at the end is beautiful. Hannah sends home Scarlett. Scarlett is gagged and clearly pissed. And I can't wait to see the reunion when it was clear that she is pissed. Now, we have a lip sync smackdown, and if you zoom into Marina's smile, it just grew 3 sizes that day. A la the Grinch. Marina, who's going to beat her? Who's going to beat her in this lip sync off? They're all fucked. These whores are dead as far as I'm concerned. Who is going to beat Marina? Who? Quickly. I mean, there's at the very least, she's in the top two. If something scary happens, if something scary, no, it's not possible. Marina's going to win. She has the most badge wins. It's a lip sync off. We get to see Blue Hydrangea next episode. Ugh. Or I hope they don't. Are they going to bring her? And I think it's very interesting to talk about. We should say that though they clearly had the opportunity to pangina her, No one wants the legacy that Blue Hydrangea has. I'm sorry, I'm saying it. Is Blue Hydrangea the least liked winner in the history of the show? I'm serious. I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it to be mean. I know it is deeply mean and cruel, but she is, right? I'm just being honest. I think you're fat. I think you're ugly. It's just my opinion. It's just my opinion. But we have a top four. Marina, I'm going to call it now because I want to see if I'm right. The top two is, right, in this lip sync off, is La Grande Dame and Marina Summers. They are the top two, with Marina taking it, taking it. And it's a callback to the first episode, right? Because they were the winners in our first episode. It's a full circle moment. Marina's going to win. If Marina doesn't win, I will set the sky on fire. I will drown all the babies in the hospital. I will take all the old people and juice them. I will fucking turn their bones into applesauce and feed it to another old person. Thanks for listening to Drag Her Podcast. Follow us at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram. Give us 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you do, we'll read it live on the pod. I love you so much. Till next time, my dears. Let the music play.
Was a HeadGum original.